Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Hour number three, USA Audio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. He'll be back tomorrow, same bat time. Same bat channel. Very special guest joining us right now. Maggie Kelly, the College Fix. And we've chatted before in the past, and we've lucky enough to track her down today to chat about
another bizarre story that's circulating out in the public eye.
Can you tell everybody one more time, just while we have you, so folks know what the College Fix is and what it's all about and where they can go and read some of the stuff that you have?
Sure. We're thecollegefix.com. We're a higher education news website, and we sort of have two missions. So the first is to break campus news, especially kind of stories that are going on, crazy stories going on college campuses across the nation that the legacy media, the left-wing media may not be telling you. The next mission is to identify and cultivate young talent and launch their careers. So we are... Our website is fueled almost entirely by the work of student journalists. Like 85 or 90% of the content you read on the site is done by journalists that we identify, we recruit, we train, and they are reporting often on the ground or on other colleges on crazy, outlandish, surprising, all the follies and foibles of what's going on at college campuses. Because as you know, there's a lot going down.
And there's so much on the website. It's really a great website. Another spot that folks should put on their favorite browser to go to and read some of the
amazing
stuff. Yeah.
We have lots of new content every day. We have we report on all campuses all over the country. No campus is too small or too towering for us to go after. We cover the Ivy League, but we also cover little schools, and basically whenever something interesting is happening, we try to get a reporter on it. A lot of the ideas for our stories are from the students themselves. There's sometimes some of these little campus papers that no one reads, the journalists at colleges that might not otherwise be read. So it's a lot of stories you just won't get anywhere else because we kind of have our ear to the ground on campuses.
And you mentioned the Ivy Leagues, and that takes us to the story that we're going to talk a little bit about here. And the title of what you got up there is Connecticut Woman's Emotional Distress Suit Over Harvard Slave Images Heads to Court. Maybe some folks out there don't know what this story is about. Can you just give us a once-over on it and tell everybody where we are right now?
Sure. So the Harvard has a museum called the Peabody Museum that has possessed for a long time these images. They're called daguerreotypes. They're sort of like a precursor to photographs. And these were taken in 1850 of a couple of African-American slaves that were taken by a researcher at the time. And Harvard owns them. And now there's this woman named Tamara Lanier, I think that's how you pronounce her name. And she claims to be a descendant of the people pictured in the photographs, like a distant relative. And she claimed she sued Harvard for possession of the images, claiming that she owned them based on her ancestry, and also sued Harvard for emotional distress at having seen the images, and which to be honest, are a bit disturbing. They show one of them shows a man who's very emaciated and looks, very, very unwell. And very sick. And so she's suing Harvard for emotional distress. And she initially sued Harvard in 2019, and the case was dismissed by a lower court, but she sought a second opinion. And just recently, the case was revived, and a judge ruled in Massachusetts that it's going to proceed to trial.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he ruled that she has grounds to sue Harvard for emotional distress, but the property rights violations thing he just threw out. He said, you don't have the right to images just because, you know, it would be like if I said, if some photographer took pictures of my great-great-great-grandmother and had them in his house, and I said, I have a right to those images because that's my great-great-grandmother. Like,
right.
Ownership doesn't work that way. So that was kind of a crazy part of the suit.
So is she suing for money, or is she suing for them to take it down?
She's suing for money, for emotional distress.
Okay. And do we have an
how much it's a civil suit.
Yeah, how much is she suing for, do you know?
I'm not sure. Right. No, that would be, that'll be something we'll probably cover in a follow-up.
Yeah, okay. No, I'm curious if it was just her desire to get them down. Now, she's not a student, right?
No, she's not a student. She actually went to a conference at Harvard.
Yeah.
And so she's not really related to the university, except that she went to a conference. She's a professional woman. She went to a conference. She saw these images. And she didn't know until she went to this conference that these images were there. But then she had conversation with her mother about them. And And she filed a complaint to be compensated by the university for emotional distress, humiliation, anxiety, and other emotional pain and suffering. And this the highest court in Massachusetts ruled that she has the grounds to sue. So they haven't come down on the side of whether Harvard is responsible for this,
right.
But she's going to court. So this is a case, an interesting case to follow to see if just the possession of those images, you know,
right.
just seeing these images of her purported ancestors who were slaves is enough to distress her such that Harvard is responsible for that distress.
The website again is thecollegefix.com. I suggest you go to it, check it out. And like you said, it updates every single day. New stories coming constantly, right?
Yeah, new stories. And if you keep an eye out, you'll see names that will appear in prominent places, especially prominent in the conservative media. Like those names are going to show up in places like National Review and Fox a few years down the line. So
absolutely.
Catch them at our site first.
All right. Sounds great. We'll talk to you soon for sure. Thank you very much. The College Fix. All right. Before we get to a break, just a couple of quick thoughts about Harvard and schools similar to Harvard. So one of my godsons goes to Harvard, and he has already been indoctrinated into the progressive mindset and is already sort of all in with that, even though Harvard, you know, it's funny. Harvard is a money-making bastion of business and connections, and there's no question the hardest part of Harvard is getting in. Now, that doesn't minimize what these kids have accomplished, because it's pretty remarkable to get in and then to succeed at Harvard, but still getting in is really the hardest part. And once you're in, now you build this web or these webs of contacts. And usually if you are not a complete moron, you wind up making six figures, seven figures the rest of your life just because of who you know, not necessarily of what you know. But even though I disagree with this woman and the premise of her suing over pictures that were taken over 100 years ago, just the idea that Harvard is in a little bit of hot water sort of gives me that wry smile of, well, karma is a blank, if you know what I mean. And it also reminds me of a beef that I have with universities in general, which is these big-time, heavily endowed places, right? Harvard being the poster child of that, where you've got, in some cases, a $10 billion endowment, right? You've got all that money sitting in the bank, yet you're charging these kids, and in a Harvard case, $75,000, $80,000 a year to go there. Maybe they get out of that $80,000 what they put into it down the road, because as I said here just a couple of seconds ago, you've got the contacts that are built, and that Rolodex that's built, you can reach out to people who have that Harvard degree, and you'll always have a job. So maybe there's something to that. But in a general sense, they being the poster child for universities in general, where some kids dig deep, where they're $250,000, $300,000 in debt to get a degree that they never, ever, ever can use. They'll never be able to make the money back. Imagine going and spending $250,000 on a degree that pays $35,000, $40,000 a year. How do you ever expect to get your money back for that degree? And I get the fact that kids make these choices and it's up to them. I mean, they're really not kids when they're making these choices on how they're going to live their life and what profession they're going to do down the road. But somebody's got to hit them with a wise up stick by saying, you know, you can't take French colonialism or art theory and expect to get return on your investment. If that's what you're worried about, if you're somebody who's independently wealthy and your parents have no problem footing the bill or you have no problem footing the bill, take whatever you want. God bless you. But for the rest of the knuckle draggers out there who need to work to live when they're done, my advice is if you're going to go to school and pay all that money, come out of it with a job where you can at least sustain yourself. Education. For the sake of education, like going to school for the sake of going to school, I mean, it's a wonderful thought. It really is. Just going there to learn and absorb that environment where, you know, you've got great teachers and great professors, like in Nichols College, where I totally, totally would recommend folks looking into Nichols.edu. All right, I think I made my point. Go to school if you can. I would take classes that help you later on in life if you're independently wealthy and you want to study art culture of the ancient pygmies. Well, that's your business. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made in America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com.
Raw and unfiltered. The bigger...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network. He is a weekly regular on my program here in Connecticut, and from time to time I throw him up here on the national stage. He's former congressman, former Fox News contributor, John the Boot Lier, and I just wanted to ask him in a general sense, since there's all kinds of bickering and fighting going on as it pertains to the debt limit, and now we're fighting about what's happening at the border. And as long as I've been on the radio, I remember this border issue being a crisis. It's a non-solved crisis. My question to you, John, is there ever any middle ground? Because I can think of multiple subjects, abortion and guns, being areas where there is no middle ground.
Any problem is solvable, mostly. And you may only get an 80% solution, right? But that's pretty good. You know, let's say I have a terrible headache.
Yeah.
If I got 80% of it out of here and I only fifth of the headache, that's still pretty good.
Yeah, but there are some issues that are, it doesn't seem like there's any middle ground. Like, there's no middle ground with abortion. There's no middle ground with guns.
But that's not true. There's middle ground on both those issues. Absolute middle ground. Are you kidding me? On guns, the middle ground is in all the polling, where 85% of the country wants the following things. Background checks.
Got them.
No, we don't have them.
Connecticut has it.
We don't have. Well, I know, but this is for federal legislation. Yeah, no, Connecticut's way ahead of the country, but mainly because of Newtown.
Right.
But you're way ahead of it. But no, there is a middle ground on guns. It's background checks, raise the age at least to 21, ban assault weapons, but still have the right to have other guns. He can have them, but he can't have a military-style assault weapon. People don't need that.
Yeah, but you can't own an automatic firing weapon without a special permit now.
But the AR-15 is a military assault weapon. That thing, and it's used in all these crimes, all of them, all of them.
But see, we're talking right now. Me and you have the same want for the country. Yet this going to be hard for us to get middle ground.
Are you going to defend that gun? Take Uvalde. Hold on. Take Uvalde.
Okay.
You got 300 police officers.
That was shame
outside.
On them. Yep.
Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
300 police officers camped outside a school. Kids inside using their cell phone, dialing 911, begging to be saved.
Right.
One deranged nutbag in there with two AR-15s with such powerful ammunition that the cops were afraid to go in and confront this son of a bitch. Now, you tell me, whose rights are more important? That little kid to live, the teacher who's protecting him to live, or the son of a bitch who sold him the weapon? And the guy that's using the weapon. And I'm sorry, the answer is 85% of America says, take the weapon away. We don't need it. People don't need it in this country. You can have guns to protect yourself, shotguns, rifles, pistols, great. But you want to talk about a compromise, that gun has got to go. There are 20 million of them in this country.
There's probably more than that.
Why?
There's probably more than that.
There are 16 million people who own them, and there are 20 million of those.
I hope you take the same stance on just crime in general. I hope you have the same vicious ferocity. No, I'm just talking in a general sense. Are you making it?
What are you accusing me of?
No. I'm talking about a horrible statement.
You don't know anything.
I don't know anything. Okay. Great. This is great.
Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
You're trying to say I'm soft.
I can line up 1,000 cops right now who listen to me. You'll tell you that the AR-15 is the best home defense mechanism. Period.
Well, they're idiots too, like me. People do not need. Oh, you want the best home mechanism? Have an anti-aircraft gun in your home. I mean, come on. People defended themselves without having that. Most cops do not want those guns out in the public where they, the cop, have to face them. That's why they stayed out of the school in Uvalde. They were afraid of getting killed by that guy with that gun.
No one's arguing that the Uvalde situation for cops was a black guy across the board. Anyway, John, I got to run. Always a good conversation with you, even though we don't often agree. I appreciate it, as always. We got to take a quick break. Once again, you are listening to the USA Audio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root, who will be back tomorrow evening. We'll be back in just a few. Keep it right here.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
USA USA News update. The White House says it's trying to find a path forward to keep the U.S. from defaulting on its debt. Staff from congressional leaders' offices and the White House have been meeting daily to try and find an agreement on raising the debt ceiling. Yesterday, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other leaders from both parties met with the president. Another meeting is set for Friday. The next few days and weeks will be difficult at the border. That's according to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
The lifting of the Title 42 public health order does not mean our border is open. In fact, it is the contrary.
Title 42 was the COVID-era immigration policy that expedited deportations. An over-the-counter birth control pill may be coming. A panel of FDA advisors has recommended that the pill, called O-Pill, be made available. A final decision from the FDA is expected this summer, although they're not required to follow the recommendations. John Schaefer, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
The sponsor of this segment of the show,
and it is MyPillow, Mike Lindell's company, because you should be spending your money with patriotic companies and with great patriots, great conservatives, brave men. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WAR. It's that simple. And you save up to 66% on everything you buy, from slippers, my slippers, to my pillows and my pillow mattress tops and my pillow towel sets, my pillow bed sheets, my pillow beach towels, my pillow beach blankets, my pillow travel pillows, my pillow dog beds. And I'm sure if I know Mike Lindell, he's expanding by the minute to more and more products. I know he just added coffee, my coffee. So save up to 66% with everything at his store. It's the new alternative to Amazon, and it's a fantastic store. And you're giving your money to a conservative at MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WAR, Wayne Allen Root, WAR, W-A-R. Save up to 66%.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in. And whenever I get a chance to fill in for Wayne Allen Root for the entire 3 hours, I like to bring on some of the great folks that I am lucky enough to partner up with on my own morning show here in Connecticut. He is the managing director of the Paragon Trust Group and, again, a weekly contributor to my broadcast. He has a ton of followers on Twitter. You can follow him on Twitter. It's Tony D'Angelo 7, a great follow. Tony, how are you, my friend? I appreciate you coming on tonight.
I am fine, Lee Elsie, and wishing a great evening to all our friends all over America. I am proud to be among you.
So I lean on you for a lot of different topics, whether it's financial, whether it's character-driven, which we do a lot of. But today I want to talk a little bit about social media and how it has an impact on our kids and get some thoughts from you on that.
And thank you. You know, one of the things we were talking about this, you know, on our show last week, there is an act kicking around in the Senate, and it's called the Protecting Kids on Social Media Act. Now, I like to call this a bipartisan train wreck. There are four senators involved. It's Chris Murphy of Connecticut, Brian Schatz of Hawaii, Katie Boyd Britt of Alabama, and Tom Cotton of Arkansas. And one of the things that they're talking about is a three-level protection, and it applies to kids under 13, it applies to kids 13 to 18, and then there is an algorithmic protection. Now, the first level is that on 13, there is a total prohibition. Kids have got to be off social media. This is what the proposed law says. Between 13 to 18 is parental consent, and then the algorithmic protection is the Senate wants to know the algorithms that the social media companies are using to get to young people. Now, the problem with all of this, I don't know how well-intentioned it is. I mean, to me, when a bunch of senators go off and say they want to protect you, and it's essentially a parental right as to what a parent wants to do with a child or not, I'm immediately skeptical. But there's a very good article from the strangest of places, the Bloomberg Magazine, by Noah Feldman, who is the professor of the First Amendment at Harvard University School of Law. And he makes, in his heading, he says, sorry, senators, but kids have free speech rights, too. And what the senators do not realize, or what they choose not to look at, or what they're doing and scoring political points is, the whole, whatever you want to call it, the premise of protecting children from what social media is and what it does and what free speech is does not rest with the Senate, but it rests with SCOTUS. It rests with the Constitution. And Feldman does a great job here. As far as those first two premises, under 13 and 13 to 18, he mentions that they are clearly unconstitutional restrictions that are being proposed. In other words, these senators have absolutely no regard or no understanding of what the First Amendment says and what Supreme Court precedent says. Because to say that we're going to keep, in the first premise, we're going to keep all kids 13 and under off of social media, what you're saying by definition, Lee Elsie, is that all social media is bad for kids 13 and under. And that's clearly not the case at all. Kids can do good things on social media under 13. They could be getting assignments or things like that, or wondering when the gym is going to be open or closed. Secondly, the premise between 13 and 18, and we've got to have parental guidance, there's a 2011 Supreme Court case called Brown versus Entertainment Merchants Association, which Chief Justice Scalia wrote the opinion on, and pretty much what he said there was the state cannot tell the parents how to parent. And you get into the thing of, well, once the state starts to do that, what will the state say if the people in the state should change? I mean, there's this great convenience of, oh, we're going to let government protect us all, but we never give any thought to, you know, who's effectively going to be in government. And the third thing about algorithms is that when we start to say, you tell us how you're going to curate your content, and we're going to tell you how to curate your content, that too is a First Amendment violation. So basically, I mean, these senators are all wet. And I mean, if you're a parent and you're listening to this and you're saying, but I really want social media protection for my kids, don't give up your parental rights to the United States Senate, who obviously has some other thing in mind here than your protection. And that's, I think this is just a major concern, regardless of how you look at it. There's another one, and let me just mention this real quickly. Ignorance spreads to both sides. The Kids Online Safety Act, Senators Marsha Blackburn, familiar to all, and our lovely Richard Blumenthal in Connecticut. One good thing about what they're proposing is have a parent have checkboxes on media as to what a kid may say or not. But basically, they're getting a lot of pushback from the LGBTQ community, who's saying, you can't tell us what to think or act or do, which is the fundamental part of the First Amendment. They can't tell you what to say. They can't tell you what to think. And they better well stop your ball, my friend.
Well, I tell you, and we talked about this last week, so I'll go back to what I threw at you. Is there any spot or place that you would want the government to have some kind of oversight when it comes to the internet? And that's more of a not hypothetical slash playing devil's advocate question for you, Tony. Is there one somewhere in there that you think might serve the public well?
A very fine point definition where the government can serve is raise your level of protection only to the point where it has the possibility of protecting all parents and the choices of parents equally. And once you get above that, and once you start to mess with that, it just doesn't work. For example, if I have a checkbox, if I have something where I can say, well, you know, my daughter can see this, but not that, that is a help to me, but where you get to the slippery slope is when the government tells you, your daughter can't see that.
Right.
So that's the part that you really got to watch out for. But, yeah, the one little ray of hope I see, and this is in the Blackburn-Blumenthal bill, which has at least a little bit of thought involved, right. But this other thing is just a train wreck going somewhere to happen, completely devoid of any constitutional knowledge or Supreme Court precedent.
So parental control, much like we had parental control or have parental control on what you watch on television, you can actually
right.
put locks on.
It requires active parenting.
Yeah. So if you've got active parents who want to be engaged in their kids, I guess what the government is trying to do is parent for them.
And that's a very slippery slope.
No, it's a terrible thing to do. It's a huge mistake. And anytime we've gone down this road, it's been a catastrophe in the past. If you look, the government should have no business in what you do. The problem is, though, Tony, you know what we see too much of now is bad parents.
Well, yeah, and you know, when you mention that concept of parenting, where this bill, this four-senator bipartisan bill, the Protecting Kids from Social Media Act, really falls off the rails is there's a concept in this bill known as parens patriae, funny little Latin term. And basically what it does, and this is where parents have got to be very, very careful. If you're in a state like the state we happen to be in, where your attorney general, I'm not sure if this is the case in our state, but a lot of others, where it's Soros money, and he was put there by Soros, and. It puts that senator, which the ignorance it puts that attorney general in the place of the parent of the state where he could say, I don't like the way that is. I'm going to call the FTC and we're going to put restrictions in our state against this particular conduct. I mean, think of the way that could be abused. It's frightening. It's frightening that these senators, two of which are Republicans, are saying, along with our lovely Chris Murphy in Connecticut, hey, this is a great thing. I mean, this is major trouble.
Tony D'Angelo, you can follow him on Twitter, TonyD'Angelo7. There's a rumor that you have a YouTube page now, Tony?
I've had it for a while, actually. It's the Tony D'Angelo PM Coast to Coast. It's actually most of that right now is the compilation of the interviews you and I have done over the past few years. But we're going to be adding to that as we go on, and there'll be some interesting things taking place. And I'll wait to announce what that is. It's still in process.
All right, sounds good, my friend. I appreciate you coming on this evening, and we'll talk down the road for sure.
Thank you, and good night, everybody. Have a wonderful night.
All right, everybody. We'll come right back. One more segment. You're listening again to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for the great Mike Lindell and MyPillow. They sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
For more than a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. In their car, at home, or on the job, more than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. AM radio is also the backbone of the emergency alert system, which keeps us safe in dangerous times. It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I trust them. I personally buy from them. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver. That's what you want, physical gold and silver, not stock market gold and silver, physical gold and silver that you can put in your IRA, your SEP IRA, or have it delivered right to your door, 100% insured, A-plus rating for the Better Business Bureau. When it comes time to sell, Goldgate Capital makes it easy. They'll buy the metals back for you if you ever decide to sell. And when you mention Wayne Alaroot, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. The one thing you can count on to protect what you have worked so hard for is physical gold and silver. Do not wait. Do not procrastinate. Call Goldgate Capital now. Tell them Wayne Reed sent you and get up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. What are you waiting for? 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. You've had to endure two full days with yours truly. Wayne will be back right here in this very seat tomorrow night. Well, actually, his seat is in Las Vegas, the swanky palatial studios that he broadcasts from each and every single night weekly on the USA Audio Network. Me, I am broadcasting from my state-of-the-art studios here in Connecticut. That's right, the rolling green hills, cows on every corner. I know that's what you're picturing about Connecticut, but it's not necessarily all true. Anyway, I can't think of a better way to wrap up this two-day stint than to talk about the moon. Yeah. Apparently, according to the most recent report coming out of Russia, over half a century has passed since Neil Armstrong made his giant leap for mankind.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
But depending on who you ask, astronaut Neil Armstrong may or may not have ever actually left the planet. Even now, NASA's historic feat is being challenged. Some people believe that the U.S. government faked the moon landings in an effort to beat the Russians into the space race. They claim that Neil and Buzz acted out their mission in some soundstage, either in Hollywood or Area 51, you choose. And now the Russian Space Agency is actually weighing in. They say approximately 10 years ago, they began searching for evidence to refute the idea that the Americans landed and took off again from the moon. And now they're coming forward saying that there is just no real evidence to prove that the Americans again landed on the moon. Some experts continue to say that the lack of actual physical evidence that the United States traveled and landed and then lifted off from the moon is irrefutable. Like, there is no real concrete evidence that says we actually were up there. I guess the only way to find out for sure is to go up there again and find the flag that we planted. And what do you think about that? Do you think we actually went to the moon? Considering the technology that existed back in the mid to late 60s, I don't know if it's a question that we shouldn't be asking. And I know people get upset about this. So what I say is, you know, build another rocket. Let's go. Get up there and let's find that flag. Let's find what we left and prove it once and for all. There's the question that should be answered. If you doubt it, okay, that's fine. Or even if you're a firm believer, if you're a firm believer, even more so. If you believe without a question that we went to the moon and came back, why would you want to shy away from going back again just to prove it? Double down. That puts your conscience and your questions at ease for once and for all. Is it because as a nation it'd be an embarrassment for us to finally admit that maybe we didn't go there? And again, I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, I want to think we went there, right? But again, I'm a show-me kind of guy. And this seems like it's one that's easily provable. I mean, now apparently have the technology to land a rover on Mars. Why don't we land a rover on the moon with video capability? We don't have to set foot on there. Go to where we supposedly landed, plop her down, let the video begin to roll, and voila! Why don't they do that? It's a good question. That's a real good question. Yeah, a question that I don't have an answer for. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's always an honor. It's always a pleasure to sit here and chat with you. But I do have to go. We're completely out of time. And again, I thank you all for hanging out with us for the entire night. I want to remind you guys, those of you who are thinking about going to college, I would think very hard about going to Nichols. Nichols is here in Massachusetts, or right up the road in Massachusetts. I'm again in Connecticut. I'm not in Massachusetts. But Mass is only a short drive from where I am. And you want to get in on an education, a free thought university that is absolutely leaning towards the right side of the aisle, but giving you the opportunity to have a free exchange with their fantastic professors. I would think about Nichols College. They have a great business degree that you can go after. As I said to you before in the past, my very good friend is the president, and I know he has just a thirst for knowledge. And he is going to actually brand this college as a beacon of light, a conservative beacon of light for free thought and ideas here in New England. So I got to go. I'm out of time once again. Wayne will be back tomorrow. Keep it right here on the USA Audio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.